Good evening, Mr. Clark. How are you?
Doing fine. Again, Snowmageddon hits us. You all ready? Got your milk and bread and cheese and...
I think I saw 6 to 7 flakes today. It was kind of crazy.
I saw 4. So together, maybe 10?
There you go. It is cold out there, though.
It is cold. Cold is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, except my own personal weatherman, which I won't name because he doesn't sponsor us. You know, they're all liars.
It's true. All right. So getting rolling here. Let's dive right in. Before we get into our normal subjects, we have to ask the standard question. How's your mom?
She's doing fine.
Good.
Well, good days and bad days. So right now, I think today is a good day. There were some bad days before that, but she's doing all right. She's having fun with taxes. So that might be another one of our special things we could do is talking about how you do taxes for your loved one down the road. Maybe that's an item we can do later. But yeah. She's having all kind of fun with that, property taxes and car taxes and all that stuff. So she's.
I hear you, my aunt. Is very focused on that right now. She's just, she's been working on getting all her stuff together to get it to the CPA, and she got it to the CPA yesterday, and she's very happy about that. She's very worried, though, that she has forgotten something, that there's a 1099 out there somewhere that she doesn't know about, and I've tried to reassure her, said, it's going to be all right, even if you miss something. They can amend the return. It's okay.
You can amend returns, and you got plenty of time. It's not due till April. This is still February. So, you know, just the whole idea is to get started and figure out what's missing and you'll be okay.
Be cool. Exactly. Be cool.
No worries. Don't put no worries on you.
Speaking of getting rid of worries, you know, sometimes we like to relax and try to get our mind off things by playing some games. And I hear that you have been doing a little research into games that can help seniors. So talk to us.
Well, what a segue was that. Go ahead, Barry Johnson. I tell you. So, yeah. So, you know, every once in a while you want to do something that's fun. How about that? You know, taxes ain't fun.
No.
So we want to do something that's really fun. So I did a little research on that, and I'm not sure how much we're going to get into it. We'll let it flow a little bit. But there are some games out there that you can choose, especially if you're taking care of a loved one who has memory problems, who has dexterity problems. There are games out there that work on those kinds of things.
Interesting.
So I found a good bit of list. The first thing I want to do is just kind of talk a little bit through some of this. There are ways, because there's millions of games out there, right?
Sure.
I mean, there's thousands of games for at least. It might be millions. And so you need a technique to look at when you search for these things. So first of all, when you select a game, look for games that are designed for seniors that have puzzle, word, and strategy kinds of games.
Okay.
Now, nobody wants to do a first-person game. Don't do that to your parent. I know we were going to think that, but please, if you were thinking about it, no, that's not a good idea.
You don't want to addict them right out of the gate.
Not
right?
Out of that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's too much is too much. But choose well-known developers with high ratings and positive reviews. This is where you pay attention to reviews like this.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So as you go through all of this. Yeah, go to the App Store and see what other people say about it. Don't just choose the first one you get. Because you'll find if you put in card game, you will get hundreds. Even
Big
if you
time.
Put in chess, you'll get hundreds. Make a curated list from trusted sources. So go to AARP. Go ahead. It's fine. AARP has a great list and blog that lists a lot of good things. And you should trust them. App stores are made for a reason to kind of curate some of this out. So, you know, I know on Android you can sideload things. I wouldn't do that for your senior.
Yep.
This needs to be something established in an established store. Avoid in-app purchases if you can.
For sure. Yeah.
Because a lot of people start you off with free apps, and what they do, they get you hooked, and then they want you to pay money for it. There is even ways to turn off in-app purchases on a phone in case you are doing this for a loved one who doesn't need to deal with that complication.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. You can turn it off. There is a way to turn off that kind of item. Make sure you prioritize apps that are pay once or subscription based over free with purchase. Free with purchase is a hook.
I see.
So if you can pay once for a product, never see an ad, never see an enticing offer, especially if you're trying to get your senior not to go through something that looks like a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I would say consider that.
So it's better to pay $4 or $5 one time and not ever have to see an ad or see or have the possibility that you're going to get hooked into some sort of scheme where you're paying a lot every month or something like that. With
every
in-app
once
purchases.
In a while, I would yeah, absolutely. So every once in a while, you would hear some kid had gotten on somebody's phone and ran up a $500 bill on Candy Crush because he bought more candy than he wanted to eat or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard those horror stories. Right game.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that to your senior. You don't want to do that to the person you're taking care of. So there are ways to avoid that in that way too. Check the descriptions to make sure that terms like in-app and ad supported, if they're in there, then you didn't know what you're getting.
Okay.
Because you can play a game like that and it says, oh, okay, for an extra life, you got to watch 10 commercials.
Uh-huh.
So just be aware of that. Again, we talked about disabling app purchases. We're going to talk about how you can do that and then make sure that's in the show notes so we can share that if people want to go back and look at it. Avoid data scams. Some games are just Trojan horses to get your information.
Mm.
So read reviews. Do put that game in and put scam after it. That's our technique from last time. And see if it comes up and says, you know, this thing is taking all your social security numbers and putting it on servers in China. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. So look for that as an option. Avoid games that require excessive permissions, like location or contacts.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, you know, it comes up and tells you this app is asking for access to your contact list.
Right. I've
there
seen
really
that a lot
isn't
lately.
Any reason why a Chucker game needs your contact list.
One that's popped up a lot for me lately is when I related a few apps, it says, this app wants to be able to see other things on your network. And I'm like,
absolutely.
No. You don't need to do that.
There are ways for you to find games that are simple for your senior that don't do those kind of things. So look out. Now, some of them are well done and have lots of hooks and maybe they're worth it, but go in eyes open, understanding what you're dealing with. Safe downloading. Again, stick to the store. There's no reason to side app any of this. Make sure you download from reputable sites. Make sure that you check that the app has recently been updated. That's another one I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at an app, see when's the last time it was updated. If it was 10 years ago, that's probably not a good choice.
Or even four or 5 years ago. That's still way too long.
Yeah. Way too long. You know, if it's been done in the last month and the last week, oh, that's a good sign that they're paying attention and taking care of items.
For sure.
And, you know, there are some for premium and ad-free. Know the difference. So you may have the same game that says premium and one that says ad-free. Pay the difference. It may be just a few bucks and it will get you out of the ad apps. You know, it's fine for me to deal with something like that. But if you're talking to your mom, your grandma, your uncle that you're taking care of, they don't want that hassle. It's hard enough to deal with some of that. So again, and then there may be some accessibility issues that you might have, and you can look for that too, like adjustable text, high contrast, maybe modes or simple controls. Look for games that play offline. So that's the other thing that's really important. If you get an online game and you have to be on the network all the time, that's a key that something is being done over that network. Now, if it makes sense, if you're playing online with somebody else, get
sure.
it. But if a single player game and it needs to be connected to the network, that's a clue something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then, you know, use your community like we always talk about and actually ask people about this game. See what they think.
Yeah.
You can ask us. You can use our email address and see what we think. That's right. There you go. So make sure you do those kind of things. So we got a little set of preps to kind of do that. Let me suggest some types of games.
Okay, go
so
for it.
I did a search, mm-hmm. looked for games that deal with memory issues. That means they're offline, no ads, no in-app purchases. And there were quite a few of them. Some of them were pretty interesting. I'm going to hit a couple of them, Barry. You tell me what you think.
All right, go for it. What you got?
So there's a game called MindMate. It's iOS only.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed for seniors with dementia, and it features memory games, daily exercises, and a planner.
Interesting.
It's free, no apps, no in-apps purchases. So if you have somebody like my mom, you know, I'm thinking about whether or not that's a good, that might be a good guy for them to look at. So that's one of the things that came up.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Sometimes, yeah, some things that mimic things they can do physically, like jigsaw puzzles. So there's an app in particular called Jigsaw Puzzles Plus. It's by Jigsaw Puzzle Collection HD. And I tell you that because if you do just a jigsaw puzzle, you're going to see a dozen of them. But look for the one that's exactly like that. That's a one-time purchase, no ads. It's on iOS and Android.
Well, that's
and all cool. It does is do classic jigsaw puzzles with customizable difficulty and offline play.
Gotcha.
There's the old Sudoku. It's a clean, simple version of it. Android and iOS, one-time purchase, no ads. So if you have somebody who can deal with the numbers, now some people can't. Mm-hmm. Make sure you pay attention to that. But you could do some of these stuff there. If you're interested in Mahjong, it's like a solitaire game. Again, if your senior already plays that game, then getting something like that online might be easy. It has large tiles for visibility. It's Android and iOS. One-time purchase, no ads.
Very cool.
Another one, if you have someone with Alzheimer's who is dealing with memory issues and trivia issues, there's something called CleverMind. It's mm-hmm. iOS only. It's a paid app, no ads. It is designed specifically for Alzheimer's.
It's amazing how many of these are out there. Gosh, I'm keep going.
And there's another list of a few more on here. There's one with a coloring book. I know a lot of people like to do those kind of coloring books. If you have a tablet with a pen, this one particular works with that. Mm-hmm. It's Android and iOS. It lets you color in pre-drawn items, and some people find that soothing. I know a lot of people do that with actual books. If you have somebody who can handle a pen, maybe you consider that as well.
Shoot, I use those from time to time. I think that's a great stress relief. It's just kind of working and just go, let's let your mind wander while you're doing it and get into the flow of it. It's awesome, actually.
Yeah. And then we have something with color matches and memory. So if you have someone who may not have a severe memory issue, but wants to make sure they protect themselves, it's memory matches too. Android and iOS and Android, one-time purchase, no ads. It's the premium version, so look for that. It matches memory cards designed to improve and recall your ability. And there's a couple more on this list. We could put this out there for everybody, but you know, those are really cool kind of games out there that are right there for you to look at.
That's great. That's great. What we'll try to do probably is put a link in our show notes to where you can take a look at this list and some recommendations for what kind of games you can download. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes.
All right.
So the other thing I want to talk about is how you disable in-app purchases if you're trying to do that.
Okay.
So here's how you can do that. On iPhone, you go to settings, screen time, you go to content and privacy restrictions and enable it. You can go to the App Store purchases, and then on the App Store purchases, you just choose don't allow. And that's how you turn it off. It's that easy.
Okay. Well, cool.
You could do a similar thing on Android.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Android Play Store. You go to the profile picture, settings, authentication, require authentication for purchases, and hit for all purchases, and you've done the same thing.
Right. That's really good advice. I think when I first set my dad's phone up, I went ahead and did that because I didn't want him to accidentally go end up in an app store buying something that he didn't mean to because he accidentally clicked on an ad somewhere and that kind of thing. And I believe I got the opportunity to do that. I could put in a code that you had to type in to be able to get past it, if I remember right. It should probably still be like that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And you still can use, we talked about, you and I just before the show, guided access and screen pinning. Guided access is something you can do on iOS, and screen pinning is on Android to kind of, if you want to try a game out and give them some ability to it, but you want to lock it so they can't go anywhere else. Though there are features like that to keep you in what particular app, unless you know a password. There is something even better on the iPhone, which is assistive access, which controls the whole environment. We talked about that a couple of episodes ago, but this is something more simple than that. And when you test the game out, try it in airplane mode. If it doesn't work and it has no sense of why it wouldn't work, that is a good clue.
Might be something to look out for.
Something like that.
And on that guided access thing, I don't know what the age of our listeners are here, but if you got kids or grandkids, young ones, that guided access thing is a key feature that you can hand your phone or your tablet to a toddler on maybe watching Miss Rachel or Paw Patrol on YouTube and have them where they can't get out of it, and they can't end up on another page while you're trying to drive them to the ice cream place or something like that. By all means, look into guided access and the Android equivalents of guided access.
Yeah, I actually remember for the old Blackberries that we used to have back then, I used to come into that and I had what I call a goddaughter who would come and just come up to me and put her hand out, and I would put the Blackberry in and she would play like, Tetris or something like that. So
there you go.
It's funny. Those guys are good memories. So, hey, there are lots of things you can do to try to add some fun and even help those who you might consider to have deficiencies in games like this. There are actually games out there that would actually help them. So
that's awesome. Look, I mean, at any kind of exercising those mental muscles, is anything you can do to do that is good all around. That's great.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of information I'll give to you and put them in the show notes so people can look around at some of this stuff. So you don't have to remember everything we did. And I'm sure we'll take some of this and put it out for people to look at. But there's a lot of good information out there.
Great. That is fantastic. You know, that reminds me of, I was going to tell our listeners too, that we just got a new social media account on the Blue Sky Network. And I was going to read out, and I will also put in the show notes, our tag or our handle there. Let me get you the right thing. Where's our profile? It is, we are at Care Tech and Tips. BSKY.social. So that's at Care Tech and Tips. BlueSky.social. And if you're in Blue Sky, you'll know that everything ends with that BSKY.social. So come and take a look at us there if you would. We're going to post a lot of our prior episodes, our new episodes as they come out, and some of our excerpts and shorts and special episodes will show up there. And if you're just an audio listener, you'll get to see our beautiful faces if you come take a look over there, in addition to our YouTube and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And if you like us, hey, then like us.
Yeah.
And go ahead and subscribe and give us a note and give us a rating so we can spread the community out.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you did the research on games and things that can kind of help with memory related issues. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's not some out there that also help with dexterity and some of that kind of stuff too.
So I will do some research and see if I can't find some for that. I was very surprised on how many games I found for memory and things like that.
Yeah.
And frankly, the other thing I'll say is don't force this on people.
Oh, sure.
There should be something that they do that's an analog version of that you may want to make some neat, and make sure you got the right equipment, right? So don't get a little tiny phone for them to do this on. That'll make it hard. You know, if you got a tablet or something like that, it can make it easier, especially for those who need the dexterity. Look for that kind of thing. You can find old tablets out all over the place.
And it doesn't take much. Oh, you know what? My granddaughters actually showed my wife and I. We were at lunch with them earlier in the week. Actually, it's Valentine's Day. We went and took them to lunch, and they were showing us the New York Times Games app. And it has an excerpt of the New York Times crossword puzzle. It has some word match games in there. Sudoku. What else Wordle. Was in there? Wordle. Yep, there was some word search connections. All those things are there, and you can play them for free. You can sign up and keep up with your scores and have a participate in their social aspect. But you can just do it for free if you want to. So I can highly recommend that. It's a free app.
There I do too.
In-app purchases if you want to do them, but they're not pressure. They don't do any pressure for you.
And you can actually play that game without being connected.
Oh, that's cool.
that's a nice thing too. So
very, very cool.
And if you're not into the crossword, because the New York crossword puzzle's a little difficult, there is a mini one that's not that difficult that I do every day.
Well, I love that mini one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they time you too. So it's nice to be able to kind of, you can go back and look at what your times are and say, aha, I'm getting better at this. This is cool. Or I suck, whichever way you want to go.
While we're at it, so we're talking about games. There's another, most of the seniors we're dealing with, they might be into newspapers too. And there are electronic versions of the New York Times, of USA Today, of even a lot of local papers, because I know a lot of local papers are affiliated with Times. And you can download those apps and give people that kind of perspective where they read a paper. And I know that there are also services like news services out there that do really quick five things you ought to know that you can download and make available to people too. And so
those are pretty cool.
I tell people all the time, take advantage of that. Most of the browsers on phones now have readers that remove ads.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that in a reader mode too, which is really nice.
And it's the whole newspaper thing. I have a couple of relatives who use that on a regular basis. And one who just a couple of weeks ago gave up her paper newspaper, and it's a local paper now. And this thing was a daily local newspaper that was delivered to her house. And, back in the day, that was a cheap subscription, but now that thing was like $75 a month. And that's pretty high, but the electronic version where you could look at the same newspaper on your phone or on a tablet, I think it's something like less than $10 a month now.
Yeah. So investigate it for your loved one.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, that's very cool. That's a lot of good, advice and a lot of good lighthearted advice. So sure. we're not usually not so
started
lighthearted.
Started off for taxes, then we ended up in games. How about that?
For sure. And that, you know, the taxes thing reminds me of something. I had a friend this week ask me to, man, do you know anybody that could help me get set up for Medicare and Social Security? And I thought, you know, that's a big deal. And if you're not used to dealing with government websites or not used to dealing with government forms, that could be a daunting task. And honestly, I haven't done it before myself because I'm not that age yet, but I looked through the process and it's not that difficult, but you do have to have some ability with electronics or websites and dealing with electronic things to be able to do that smoothly. So I'm going to go help him out, and I might come back here in a week or so and kind of give a report back on that to say,
sure,
here's what's involved. Here's what any problems that we ran into, tips and tricks around that, troubleshooting, and just kind of see where that goes. But I just kind of wanted to let everybody know that thinking about that, and that might be something that we have for a future episode pretty soon.
Cool.
Let's see. So I know we've talked about this in the past, but I kind of want to report out on a couple of things. One is we talked several episodes ago about an AI gadget called the Plaud. It's Plaud, AI pen. And we talked about it. What it does is it's really just a voice recorder, but it is attached to an app on a phone that lets you take your voice recordings, feed them to the app, and it uses AI to transcribe them to identify speakers. And then the coolest thing is it'll take that recording and it'll go send it off and give you back a kind of an executive summary of what went on. It does meeting notes if you're meeting with multiple people and kind of gives you a great summary of what happened during that conversation. And I know in the past we talked about that this may be a real good possibility for people to use when they're dealing with doctors and other medical professionals, because you know how it is. You're in the doctor's office. You may be a little flustered anyway. They're throwing out words that you want to write down, or you know, different kinds of medications, or they're giving you instructions for a lot of things. And it's nice to be able to have a summary of that without having to take the time to write down everything they say. I thought, okay, this would be great for this. And what I found out today was actually kind of cool. Not only are a few people doing just that, but a few doctors have kind of spun it around. My daughter said today that her doctor actually uses one of those, gets the summary, and then mails it out to her patients when she's done with the
cool. That's very cool.
With the visit. So I thought, hey, okay, I feel validated. We know that was a thing that could be useful.
Now, I have to say this because Barry and I tried this, of course. We don't want to try just bring up stuff without trying it. And he has one and he tried it. We tried it for some of our show note discussions. And boy, was I impressed on how well it put that up. Now, there's always some things that get you. You know, you never use AI just straight up. You got to check, verify, look at it, make sure it's right. You know, consider it a 14-year-old doing something for you. You would go back and look, right? So you make sure you do that. But when it took out a lot of the time to do that and really gave us not only a list of what we said, but it actually pulled out action items that we could look at and go, oh, we got to do that. And then it did some what you would think would be neat things like, oh, it heard a word it wasn't familiar with. So it went out and got some more information and brought it back and said, did you know? So there were some interesting facts at the end. I was totally impressed.
I've been blown away with how well this thing works. Yeah. The other thing that it may not be obvious to our listeners, but they usually have some sort of feedback mechanism inside the app. In this case, it does. If it does a transcription and you look at it and it looks great, there's a place where you can say, yes, this is great. Or if it ran into problems, you could call out the problems and tell it what it did wrong. And then the next time it'll use that feedback to get better. So It's I think in a lot of cases, some days we get way too many requests for feedback for a lot of things in our in our world. But it's usually like stores wanting to know how well our experience was and that kind of stuff. And we tend to blow it off with AI. Don't blow off the feedback. Give it positive or give it negative feedback, and it only helps it to get better to help you. So think about that when you're dealing with that kind of stuff. There are ways. I think we may have talked about this too, but that Plaid AI pen is an amazing little piece of equipment with a great app, but it is, you know, it's a little costly. I think it's between $150 and $200 right now. If you have a fairly recent iPhone or a watch that goes with an iPhone, you have a lot of these capabilities right there. We talked a couple of weeks back about that you can do voice recording now, and the voice recording will automatically get dropped into an Apple Note. And when that happens in Apple Notes, it will automatically transcribe that thing for you. And if your phone is within a couple of revs, the last couple of years, it'll go ahead and summarize that stuff using AI for you. So there's a lot of those same tools that are already just built in right there. If you have an Apple Watch, the voice recordings that you can turn on voice recordings on the Apple Watch, and you can get to that same information back on your phone and give it that same treatment. Move it over and let it do its transcription and let it do its summary for you. So you don't have to actually go out and buy a brand new thing for it. You've got a lot of that built in. So if you want to play with that, that'd be fantastic. I think that'd be something that'd be worth your time. Put it that way.
Even if you are talking to someone on the phone, there is actually an option now on recent iPhones and actually Androids too, that you can record the conversation and transcribe it the same way. So there's really cool stuff out there. Now, as always, what do we say? You don't want to say things in this conversation that you don't want somebody else to hear.
Absolutely.
And I'll say that because, you know, obviously in a doctor's office, you want to control it so that there are things there. But, you know, I wouldn't call out my social security number. I wouldn't call out my banking routing number. So just be careful. Just, you know, make sure you understand that. And then use the well-known AIs to do this. There are a lot of nice AI products out there that are being made by offshoot companies. My suggestion to you, if you're just getting started, stick with the main ones. The open AIs, the Googles, the Apples, the Microsofts for now.
I think that's a good move.
Ease yourself into this. Don't go out there and get the Korean and then realize that the Korean AI put your numbers on Chinese servers. You know, don't do that. So just be careful.
Yep. Start with
AI
the
AI does have memory leak issues that you should be concerned about.
So, you know, that kind of made me think too about the possibility of people using information for scamming, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know we've talked about this before, and I'm going to bring it up again, that the whole probate process that you have to go through when one of your loved ones passes away, especially if you happen to be the I think they call it personal representative now. It used to be executor is the person who kind of takes care of things and makes sure that all the things in the will are done and the finances are kind of tidied up and all that. Well, my dad, it was that for my mom. And recently we finished up probate. And the scammers have come out of the woodworks. So when we closed up probate, we got done with all the process. There's apparently a service that goes out and it scans newspapers for probate listings. And I think there are names.
I figured that's how they did it.
That's how they do it, because they have to list the name, the executor, and the telephone number and all that kind of stuff so that legitimate creditors could get in touch and, you know, and say, hey, we have a grievance or a bill that hadn't been paid to the state owes and that kind of thing. But what happens is these real estate scammers will get a hold of that. And in my dad's case, they have been bugging him every day for about the last month. So
wow.
What these people will do is they will call up and they'll talk to you about your property and ask if you want to sell it. And they will come back and give you an offer that is just amazing. Well, in their minds, they think it's just amazing, but it's usually about half of what it's worth. And it really bugs me that they do this because, you know, in our case, we know what the property's worth. We're not going to fall for a scam like that, but it's predatory if they were doing that to somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they are relentless. They are relentless. So what we did yesterday, my dad says, "Can, is there anything you can do about these people calling?" I said, "As a matter of fact, yes, there is." So I walked him through setting up silence unknown caller setting in the iPhone and then in the phone app. And he I just talked to him today. He said, "I noticed a couple of them just automatically went to voicemail and they didn't leave you in the voicemail." I said, "Yep, that's exactly what we wanted them to do. So eventually they will leave you alone because they're not getting anybody to talk to them."
Are applications out there you can purchase that have smart ways for you to what's the word I'm looking for? Protect yourself from scammers. So when I call a certain person on a phone, it says, "I'm running scammer block 2000, and you need to put your name in and hit the star key on your keyboard. And that way it goes and calls that person and says, this is Bobby Clark calling you." Then you can say yes or no. And if you say no, it goes straight to voicemail. So there are some other options on there that I think that they're either tied into your voice directly, or maybe it's an app that's doing it. But maybe we want to look at some of those and talk about those too. I mean, the ones on the iPhone are really cool. And I know there's a similar feature on Android too, but there are smart ones out there too.
I know early on, a lot of the actual carriers started putting out apps to kind of try to help with that. I think AT&T has something called like Call Protect and Verizon had something very similar. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the other ones, T-Mobile and Boost and all the other variants, I'm sure that there's something like that out there. But luckily, in typical Apple fashion, they have gone and looked at those kinds of problems and just added it into the operating system. So generally you don't need those extra things, which that's kind of how they do it. They hang back for a little bit and then they come come rolling in. That's right. Oh gosh. And I'm looking at our list here, things that we were going to talk about, and it looks like we're getting pretty close to the end here. There is, I guess, one more serious thing we were going to talk about. We talked about this when we were at breakfast the other day. We had our Plaid AI pen paying attention to us and taking notes for us. And one of the things that came up was some signs of some dementia and mental decline. And you told me some signs that you had learned about in your journey, and it were kind of three things, weren't they? Do you remember?
Yeah. So the first of it was piles, labels, and list.
So tell me more about that.
So piles, and my mom, unfortunately, is going through some of this. She's a neat freak. And what she's trying to do is overcome the cognitive decline that she's feeling. And so what she has been doing early was she was making piles of things for her to do. You can find in someone with advanced dementia or maybe Alzheimer's that they forget where those piles are. So there's piles all over the place. So if you see that, that may be a clue that you might want to take a look into it. I also saw her do lots of labels of things. So there's a rail in our house that's a little shaky. And for her to remember it, she labeled it. Now, normally for us, we would know, okay, that's shaky. But for her, she actually wrote a label that said broken and put it on there.
Okay, I see.
Things like that. Labeling lots of things that you wouldn't normally label, like clock or pen or something like that. Mm-hmm. That can be a problem.
Things you start to see.
Quite that, but I've heard others that went that far. And then the other one did I say list already? She makes a list of things. She writes down everything that I tell her. So it's almost like when we get to something new, especially something she hasn't done before, she wants to write down an instruction list for that and thinking that she'll be able to find it. The problem with dementia is you write down that list, you put it down, you don't know where it is. So you write it over again. So you see repeats of the same list over and over again. And if you see that kind of thing, then it's time to talk to somebody. And for us, we've had some discussion like that. We'll have even more. But if you're not aware of that kind of thing, now Alzheimer's, I know, is a little different. They actually say that your memory's displaced. So instead of putting the milk in the refrigerator, you put it in the oven. That's a sign that there's something deeper going on. And we probably should get a list out there as well, Barry, that kind of tells it, because I know that there are some really good ones on the ARP that talk about what signs to look for. There's some articles out there that are good, but they're kind of non-intuitive. You would think, oh, I just see piles all over the place. It's okay. She's trying to be neat. That may be something that's going on that you need to pay attention to.
That's a really good point. And in fact, we may be able to get some of that info from some of our newest followers over on Blue Sky. We got some pretty good engagement over there right now, and I've been in contact with some folks who are in this space and may be able to get us some help. And who knows, we might be able to have a guest on or two and to have them talk about that.
Yeah, I know
that kind of
we've
thing.
Been talking about doing that for a little while. I think it's a really good idea. You know, I'm sure that everybody loves to hear from us, but every once in a while, we might throw a new voice in.
I mean, we're devastatingly good looking too. So, you know, what are you going to do?
There you go. And humble.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Who knows? We might get an uptick in YouTube viewership now. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, that's all I got for today. You got anything else?
No, man. I think, you know, as always, I want to put in my plug for community. Because when you engage with us, when we engage together, I think the answers are almost always within a community, and we need to find ways to do that. So we want to help grow. So again, if you like what we're doing, you know, subscribe, notify, give us a review, talk us up a little bit. Certainly engage with us on our brand new social media contact, Blue Sky, but also other ones too. So we got a Gmail account too. You can use that if you want to.
Send us some mail. We'd love to see it. And comment if you get a chance to see us on YouTube. Comment on the videos. We'll get notified about those comments and we'll get back to you. Especially if you want to ask questions that way. Any kind of questions are always welcome, and we'll do our best to answer them.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Fantastic. Well, I hope everybody out there has a good week coming up, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll have more info for you.
Hopefully with warmer weather.
Yeah, hopefully with warmer weather, and hopefully some of the info we send your way came from questions from you guys. We'd love to hear from you. All right, everybody, have a good one. Take care.
Same to you.